My name is Amy Gaida. My last name is spelled G-A-J-D-A. Now, you might think that I'm the only Amy Gaida in the United States, given my not-so-popular first name and the rather odd spelling of my last. But I'm not. There's another Amy Gaida out there. She lives in Michigan, my home state, but she's no relation that I know of. The Internet has made information about both of us readily available. Someone can do a search for my name and come up with information about her. Find one Amy Gaida and you may stop searching, even though there's another one, the right one, just a few hits down. There are many other twin-named people out there like us, of course. The trouble comes when the someone doing an Internet search is a journalist who assumes that you, a law-abiding John Smith, are the same John Smith who was just arrested for murder. If your name is unusual enough, the journalist may assume the worst without looking to see if there's another fellow with your name, especially if you're from the same area. I read a couple of weeks ago, for example, about the poor woman with a relatively uncommon name that matches that of a second woman arrested for a shocking murder. I won't repeat the name because I don't want to burden her even more, but some news organizations found the innocent Jane Doe's MySpace page and published her MySpace photo on the Internet, assuming that she was the same Jane Doe that police had arrested. They also used the innocent Jane Doe's yearbook photo from 10 years before to illustrate news stories about the murder. By the time the innocent Jane Doe recognized the problem and posted key information about the mistake, vigilantes had already left multiple death threats on her MySpace page. Those who'd recognized that there'd been some sort of mistake left more helpful comments, suggesting that she sue somebody. If the law-abiding Jane Doe takes that advice, she could well win. I can predict that because the mistake isn't that unusual. Just ask Anthony LaCourie from Massachusetts. A newspaper named him and gave his street address in a story about another Anthony LaCourie's admitted robberies. Ditto the federal prosecutor in Virginia, whose photo appeared in an article with another with the same last name who'd been indicted. And the honor student in Illinois, who found his photo in a how far they've fallen sort of story about a guy with the same name arrested for dealing drugs. You get the picture. The jurisdiction and the precise facts make a difference, whether the person wronged is a public figure, whether the journalist got the photo from police, for example. But many times, all that the private person has to show is that the news media was negligent in some way in assuming that the good Jane Doe was the bad Jane Doe. So while the woman with the same name as one arrested for murder suffers through her unfortunate infamy, she should take heart that others with same names have walked that path before and found understanding judges and juries at its end. I'm Amy Gaida.